Part 1. You are going to listen to a student speaking about his experience of choosing a career twice. Complete the gaps with one word. You have 10 seconds to read the paragraph. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
I'm a university student and in my final year studying biology. I've enjoyed my course, but now I really want to find a job. To carry on studying and just do research isn't for me. I like doing things with my hands, and people tell me my practical skills are much better than my problem-solving skills. But that's not the only thing I enjoy. I always got good grades for my presentations because I love giving them. It wasn't always like that, though. I used to be really shy, but the more I practiced, the more confident I became. I often explain things to the others in my year. My professor tells me that I have a real talent for it. Some other students may sometimes have more knowledge than I do, but I try not to worry about it too much. I'm thinking about getting a job selling medical equipment. I might need to take some exams, but I'm hoping that my employer will pay for them. At least, that's what my professor said a good company usually does. The medical equipment companies like you to have good grades, so they're important in getting that kind of job. Good grades used to be enough, but now they also like you to get on with customers, and to do that, you really need a sense of humour. There's one last piece of advice they gave me. People think the most important part of the job is to keep in touch with clients, but someone told me that what customers really want is for you to give your opinion when asked, and I'm really good at that, so I think it'll be okay.
Now listen again.
I'm a university student and in my final year studying biology. I've enjoyed my course, but now I really want to find a job. To carry on studying and just do research isn't for me. I like doing things with my hands, and people tell me my practical skills are much better than my problem-solving skills. But that's not the only thing I enjoy. I always got good grades for my presentations because I love giving them. It wasn't always like that, though. I used to be really shy, but the more I practiced, the more confident I became. I often explain things to the others in my year. My professor tells me that I have a real talent for it. Some other students may sometimes have more knowledge than I do, but I try not to worry about it too much. I'm thinking about getting a job selling medical equipment. I might need to take some exams, but I'm hoping that my employer will pay for them. At least, that's what my professor said a good company usually does. The medical equipment companies like you to have good grades, so they're important in getting that kind of job. Good grades used to be enough, but now they also like you to get on with customers, and to do that, you really need a sense of humour. There's one last piece of advice they gave me. People think the most important part of the job is to keep in touch with clients, but someone told me that what customers really want is for you to give your opinion when asked. And I'm really good at that, so I think it'll be okay.
Part 2. You are going to listen to different monologues and dialogues twice. Answer the questions according to them. You have 10 seconds to read each question. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
One.
My family have just had a fantastic holiday. Some of my friends came with us, which made it even better. The caves on the beach were great, and we found some enormous and unusual shells there. My mum preferred the area by the waterfall, as she could see it and watch the view from there. But for me, the bay was best. It was so quiet.
Now listen again.
My family have just had a fantastic holiday. Some of my friends came with us, which made it even better. The caves on the beach were great, and we found some enormous and unusual shells there. My mum preferred the area by the waterfall, as she could see it and watch the view from there. But for me, the bay was best. It was so quiet.
I usually keep in touch with my friends by phone. We spend a lot of time chatting every day. When we meet, we have a great time, especially when we play tennis. We all have a shared interest in that and play in the local team. We all get on really well together, and I think that's because we have the same sense of humor. We're always laughing about something. That's the best thing about being friends.
Now listen again.
I usually keep in touch with my friends by phone. We spend a lot of time chatting every day. When we meet, we have a great time, especially when we play tennis. We all have a shared interest in that and play in the local team. We all get on really well together, and I think that's because we have the same sense of humor. We're always laughing about something. That's the best thing about being friends.
Three.
Going for an interview makes everyone nervous. So we're giving you some advice about the best way to make your interview easier. First, remember to wear the right clothes and try to relax. Also, if you need to give a presentation in the interview, try not to speak too fast. However, what really matters is the first impression you give, the first 15 seconds. So remember to greet your interviewer with a smile and be confident when you walk in.
Now listen again.
Going for an interview makes everyone nervous, so we're giving you some advice about the best way to make your interview easier. First, remember to wear the right clothes and try to relax. Also, if you need to give a presentation in the interview, try not to speak too fast. However, what really matters is the first impression you give, the first 15 seconds. So remember to greet your interviewer with a smile and be confident when you walk in.
Four.
I don't have much of a talent for painting, but my friend Lisa needed some company, so she persuaded me to go to an art class with her. The teacher asked us to choose something to paint. There was a leaf, which was very simple, but perhaps a bit boring. Then there was a flower with unusual petals. It was pretty, but I didn't like the colour. There was also a dry branch with interesting lines on it, but a lot of detail. So what did I choose? I went for the easiest thing, of course.
Now listen again.
I don't have much of a talent for painting, but my friend Lisa needed some company, so she persuaded me to go to an art class with her. The teacher asked us to choose something to paint. There was a leaf, which was very simple, but perhaps a bit boring. Then there was a flower with unusual petals. It was pretty, but I didn't like the colour. There was also a dry branch with interesting lines on it, but a lot of detail. So what did I choose? I went for the easiest thing, of course.
5.
If you could have a go at any sport, Sandy, what would it be? Golf, perhaps? Or is that too expensive?
And rather boring. No, I'd love to try snowboarding. A friend of mine said it's fantastic fun.
Really? Isn't it a bit dangerous? And the training would be difficult.
Well, I'm quite good at skiing, so that would be really helpful. You know, with the balance and everything. And it's a great workout for the whole body.
Right.
Now listen again.
If you could have a go at any sport, Sandy, what would it be? Golf, perhaps? Or is that too expensive?
And rather boring. No, I'd love to try snowboarding. A friend of mine said it's fantastic fun.
Really? Isn't it a bit dangerous? And the training would be difficult.
Well, I'm quite good at skiing, so that would be really helpful. You know, with the balance and everything. And it's a great workout for the whole body.
Right.
Six.
Have you seen the news today? That celebrity wedding is on the front pages of all the newspapers.
I have, and I think it's ridiculous. Surely the economy should be headline news. It's much more important.
Yes, but that's so boring. Anyway, you always read the football headlines first. They're not important either.
I suppose you're right. But they are interesting.
Now listen again.
Have you seen the news today? That celebrity wedding is on the front pages of all the newspapers.
I have, and I think it's ridiculous. Surely the economy should be headline news. It's much more important.
Yes, but that's so boring. Anyway, you always read the football headlines first. They're not important either.
I suppose you're right. But they are interesting.
Part 3. You're going to listen to 4 people twice. Match the people with what they say about their jobs. You have 10 seconds to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
One.
I work on Saturdays and in the school holidays. Saturdays are busy because that's when everyone goes shopping. Our shop sells clothes and accessories for men, women and children. I work in the children's department. It can be crazy sometimes, but it's fun.
Now listen again.
I work on Saturdays and in the school holidays. Saturdays are busy because that's when everyone goes shopping. Our shop sells clothes and accessories for men, women and children. I work in the children's department. It can be crazy sometimes, but it's fun.
2.
I work during my summer holidays when I'm not at university. Oxford has thousands of tourists in the summer, so it's easy to find a job as a tour guide. I take tourists to visit the university colleges, and then we go down to the river. We go along the river on a boat. The tourists love the boat trip, but last summer, one tourist fell in the river. I love meeting people from all over the world.
Now listen again.
I work during my summer holidays when I'm not at university. Oxford has thousands of tourists in the summer, so it's easy to find a job as a tour guide. I take tourists to visit the university colleges, and then we go down to the river. We go along the river on a boat. The tourists love the boat trip, but last summer, one tourist fell in the river. I love meeting people from all over the world.
3.
My job is very difficult, but I like it because I love flying. I fly planes that take people to different places on holiday. Most of the time, I fly in Europe to places like Spain, Greece, and Italy. The most difficult thing about my job is when the weather is bad. Snow and thunderstorms are the worst. The best thing is visiting different places.
Now listen again.
My job is very difficult, but I like it because I love flying. I fly planes that take people to different places on holiday. Most of the time, I fly in Europe to places like Spain, Greece, and Italy. The most difficult thing about my job is when the weather is bad. Snow and thunderstorms are the worst. The best thing is visiting different places.
4.
I work in a hospital in the city centre. It's a very big hospital. I help the doctors with the patients. I give them their medicine and look after them when they feel ill. I love my job, but I don't like the uniform, and sometimes I have to work at night.
Now listen again.
I work in a hospital in the city centre. It's a very big hospital. I help the doctors with the patients. I give them their medicine and look after them when they feel ill. I love my job, but I don't like the uniform, and sometimes I have to work at night.
Part 4. You're going to listen to an interview with a teenage politician twice. Read the summarized information below and complete the blanks with one or two words. You have 10 seconds to read the information.
We generally think of our politicians as being in their 30s or even older, but with me today I have a teenager who is very much involved in politics. Lara Jenkins from Brighton is only 16 years old, but she has an important political role. She's an MYP. So, Lara, what exactly is an MYP?
Okay, so NYP stands for National Youth Parliament, and I'm a member, so I'm an MYP, a member of the Youth Parliament. The NYP is a parliament for young people aged between 11 and 18. We represent the views and opinions of young people to the government. The National Youth Parliament has a total of 369 members altogether.
So, does this youth parliament follow the same system as the normal parliament?
The election system is similar, yes. Each MYP represents an area of the country and we are elected by the young people who live there. If there are a lot of young people in one area, there might be two MYPs. We find out what concerns or worries the young people in our area have and we meet regularly to debate and discuss the issues.
And what can you do if there are concerns? You don't have any legal powers, do you?
No. Our goal is to make the government, the decision makers, and the general public aware of things that young people are worried about these days. We each work with a member of parliament from the National Parliament in Westminster and keep them informed. In this way, we bring our concerns to the government. And like the government, we develop our own policies related to issues that concern young people. Once a year, all 369 MYPs meet for the annual meeting. It takes place over 4 days and we have speakers from the world of politics as well as important decision makers. We debate lots of topics and important questions. The topics range from culture and the media to law and society. We develop policies regarding these topics and include them in a manifesto, a statement of our views, if you like. We organise projects and campaigns to raise people's awareness of important issues. The ones that affect young people, that is.
Is it true that you actually debate in the Houses of Parliament in London every year?
Yes, we do. It's amazing to see the green benches full of teenagers holding a debate and making speeches. It's very exciting.
So, what would you say to a young person who thinks they might like to stand for election to the organisation?
I'd say, if you care about what happens to the young people in your area and that you think you can help push politicians for change on important issues, go for it. You can do a lot of good and you'll develop important skills for your own future life too. The most important is probably public speaking. Many young people go on to do jobs where they have to stand up in front of groups and give presentations and things, so it's a huge help. Also, you learn a lot about politics, obviously, but not just in the UK. You learn about international politics too and issues that concern people all over the world.
So what do you think is the most important thing you've learned as an MYP, Lara?
I think it's that I've learned to see things from other people's point of view, not just my own. It's made me a much more open-minded person.
And what campaigns are you involved in at the moment?
Well, every year we debate 5 major issues, and this year we're campaigning to get public transport made less expensive and encourage better awareness of mental health issues that affect young people.
Well, good luck with that, Lara. Both very important projects. And thanks for speaking to us. Who knows? Maybe I've just been speaking to a future Prime Minister.
Now listen again.
We generally think of our politicians as being in their 30s or even older, but with me today I have a teenager who is very much involved in politics. Lara Jenkins from Brighton is only 16 years old, but she has an important political role. She's an MYP. So, Lara, what exactly is an MYP?
Okay, so NYP stands for National Youth Parliament, and I'm a member, so I'm an MYP, a member of the Youth Parliament. The NYP is a parliament for young people aged between 11 and 18. We represent the views and opinions of young people to the government. The National Youth Parliament has a total of 369 members altogether.
So, does this youth parliament follow the same system as the normal parliament?
The election system is similar, yes. Each MYP represents an area of the country and we are elected by the young people who live there. If there are a lot of young people in one area, there might be 2 MYPs. We find out what concerns or worries the young people in our area have and we meet regularly to debate and discuss the issues.
And what can you do if there are concerns? You don't have any legal powers, do you?
No. Our goal is to make the government, the decision makers, and the general public aware of things that young people are worried about these days. We each work with a Member of Parliament from the National Parliament in Westminster and keep them informed. In this way, we bring our concerns to the government. And like the government, we develop our own policies related to issues that concern young people. Once a year, all 369 MYPs meet for the annual meeting. It takes place over 4 days and we have speakers from the world of politics as well as important decision makers. We debate lots of topics and important questions. The topics range from culture and the media to law and society. We develop policies regarding these topics and include them in a manifesto, a statement of our views, if you like. We organise projects and campaigns to raise people's awareness of important issues. The ones that affect young people, that is.
Is it true that you actually debate in the Houses of Parliament in London every year?
Yes, we do. It's amazing to see the green benches full of teenagers holding a debate and making speeches. It's very exciting.
So, what would you say to a young person who thinks they might like to stand for election to the organisation?
I'd say, If you care about what happens to the young people in your area and that you think you can help push politicians for change on important issues, go for it. You can do a lot of good and you'll develop important skills for your own future life too. The most important is probably public speaking. Many young people go on to do jobs where they have to stand up in front of groups and give presentations and things, so it's a huge help. Also, you learn a lot about politics, obviously, but not just in the UK. You learn about international politics too, and issues that concern people all over the world.
So what do you think is the most important thing you've learned as an MYP, Lara?
I think it's that I've learned to see things from other people's point of view, not just my own. It's made me a much more open-minded person.
And what campaigns are you involved in at the moment?
Well, every year we debate 5 major issues, and this year we're campaigning to get public transport made less expensive and encourage better awareness of mental health issues that affect young people.
Well, good luck with that, Lara. Both very important projects. And thanks for speaking to us. Who knows? Maybe I've just been speaking to a future Prime Minister.